This is KUT. Last year, Austin set a record for the number of deaths on its roadways, 102. The city has been developing an ambitious plan to reduce that number to zero by the year 2025. They've identified six major causes of crashes that result in serious injury or death. This week, we're exploring those causes and possible solutions in our Road to Zero series. This morning, KUT's Matt Largie looks at one cause you might even be doing right now.
I'm going to tell you a story about texting and driving now, about how dangerous it is, about how you shouldn't do it. And you know what? You're probably going to ignore it, but here we go anyway. It was January 13th of last year, about 9:30 at night, right here on Riverside Drive, just a little east of Pleasant Valley Road. 23-year-old James Robison was driving his motorcycle toward downtown. On the other side of the road, the driver of a Ford Focus had just gotten to Austin from Killeen. He and his passenger had come down to help a friend shoot a music video. They'd put their friend's address into a GPS app on his phone. They were about half a mile from where they were going, and then a wrong turn. With the phone on his leg telling him to make a U-turn, the driver turned the car into the left turn lane. As they turned, the passenger gasped. The driver closed his eyes, then the crash. The driver never even saw James Robison on his motorcycle.
And that was the only thing that the person admitted. They just said, I didn't see them. I was on my GPS device at the time.
Art Fortune commands the Austin Police Highway Enforcement Division. Now, this crash was kind of unique because distraction played a provable role in what happened. But in most cases, where distraction probably played a role, it's not so easy.
I would say distractedness probably plays a major role in a lot of things. It's just so hard to prove because a lot of times people aren't going to admit to it.
And police just don't know what was happening at the time of the crash, especially in cases where the possibly distracted driver was the only person involved and they died. But look through police crash reports from 2015 and you see some signs. January 27th, 9:46 p.m.
For unknown reasons, the vehicle left the roadway and struck a cement pillar.
September 5th, 6:03 a.m.
Left the roadway and crashed into trees.
November 14th, 5:05 p.m.
Left the roadway and struck a tree.
We'll never know exactly what happened in these cases, but just look at all crashes, not just the ones where someone died, between 2010 and 2014, and distraction or driver inattention was the number one contributing factor in those crashes. And here's the crazy thing. We all know this. We know this. We know using your phone while driving is really dumb. It's dangerous, but we do it anyway. I admit, I do it sometimes too. So why?
The problem with a lot of things like texting and driving is it's not a guaranteed problem. Nobody plays Russian roulette with a gun that's full, right?
This is Art Markman. He's a psychology professor at UT. And he says because the probability that we'll be in a crash because we're distracted is relatively low, in the moment, we assume the risk is zero. But of course, it's not. So what do we do about it? The city put a new law in place last year banning handheld devices while driving. Austin police have written about 7,000 tickets since they started enforcing that law last February. And yet, at least anecdotally, the problem is only getting worse.
Do you think that negative reinforcement, like ticketing and things like that, do you think that makes much of a difference in terms of changing people's behavior?
It doesn't.
Markman says, again, because the probability of being pulled over for texting and driving is so low.
Afterwards, people go, oh, I shouldn't have been doing that. But in the moment, they're thinking, well, I'm not going to get caught doing this.
And according to a 2013 study from the University of Wisconsin, laws banning phone use while driving only seem to serve as a deterrent for a few months after they're put in place. Austin police have recently started to crack down on violators of the hands-free law. They've started riding around in empty Cap Metro buses to spot people on the highway using their phones while driving. More enforcement is great, but people like Mike Myers say we should be doing more.
We do need to continue to do more outreach and education on distracted driving. We need to re-look carefully at the driver education process. And then I think the third thing is we do need a statewide law for hands-free driving. We have a patchwork in Texas. That's not acceptable.
Myers has been thinking about this stuff for a while, a little more than 2 years.
Do you remember the date that she was coming home?
April 9th.
That was 2014?
Right. Two years ago now.
We're talking about his daughter, Ilana. She went to Bowie High School, graduated in 2013. She was in her first year at Texas Tech.
It was a nice day, middle of the day. She actually did text us in the morning with a map and said, let's go do this.
That day in April 2014, she was coming back home to Austin. She never made it.
Middle of the day, nice weather, single car crash. She lost control of the car and went over an embankment and rolled it. But they said it was classic of somebody also, you know, that had looked away.
It's not clear exactly why she looked away.
Alana was very smart, but we also know that that phone was always by her. We don't know exactly, did she look at that phone? Did she start to grab it? But we do know that this wasn't caused by bad weather or anything else. And you know, it was a mistake that within a couple seconds took her life.
Since his daughter's death, Myers has become an activist on the issue of distracted driving. He wants more education and stronger enforcement. Austin's Vision Zero plan recommends looking at how other cities enforce their hands-free laws, but that's really the only recommendation aimed specifically at distracted driving. The Vision Zero philosophy says it takes education, enforcement, and engineering to reduce traffic deaths, which left me wondering, is it possible to solve this problem with engineering?
Well, we've been trying to do this for a long time.
Billy Field studies transportation policy, among other things, at Texas State University. He's also on the city's Vision Zero task force.
And usually the engineering approach is to go wider.
Wider lanes, wider roads.
So we create lots of space. And what happens is if you make a mistake,
say you're distracted,
you can kind of have room to correct.
On its face, that makes a lot of sense, right?
The problem is that also is the same type of space that increases speed. And then you have a really, really big problem because speed is the biggest contributor in terms of fatalities. So when you have high speed, wide lanes, we have problems.
Especially when a driver is distracted. And it's not just texting. There's all kinds of distractions. Looking away from the road, taking your hands off the wheel, or just taking your mind off of driving. Phones are just especially bad because they distract in all three of those ways.
A counterintuitive way to think about this is you actually design narrower and tighter lanes. And what happens is that people are forced to pay attention.
Drivers feel less safe, see less room for error.
And they drive slower. And then if there's a mistake, that mistake doesn't contribute directly to a fatality.
So narrower lanes can lead to safer driver behavior, says Fields. But there's nothing specific in Austin's Vision Zero plan about designing roads to discourage distraction. It seems distraction is one of those kinds of bad driver decisions that defies simple solutions. To some degree, the choice is ours. As I thought about that, something Mike Myers told me stuck out.
We don't know exactly what happened in Ilana's case. Is that hard not to know that, or would you rather not know?
I would rather not know. You know, the end of the day, she died. And she died without anybody helping, without anybody being able to be there. You know, as a parent, as a father, you know, I couldn't help her. So that image that I have of her, you know, packing her things in a car and making sure that she had battery cables and knew what to do and knew who to call, none of that mattered.
As prepared as he made sure Ilana was, she made a mistake, and it cost her her life. And it's a mistake that a lot of us make. Maybe some of us have already made it today. It's unclear what effect Vision Zero will have on the problem here in Austin. Maybe that part is just up to us. Matt Largie, KUT News.